Well, we've got a big week ahead for the Philadelphia Eagles. The New England Patriots come to town for some scrimmages. We're missing valuable practice. Big week ahead for the Philadelphia Eagles with the New England Patriots coming to town for some joint practices. Then, of course, on Friday night, the preseason begins at Lincoln Financial Field, 7:30 kickoff. You can watch the game on 6ABC. We're joined by Philadelphia Daily News beat writer Les Bowen, who is going to tell us everything that is going on with the Philadelphia Eagles right now, because we watch practice virtually side by side, and I can't tell what's going on, so you got to tell me what's going on.
Well, that's a good point, Dave. I don't know what's going on. It has been very, very different from an Andy Reid camp in that there's no tackling. And there's not nearly as much 11-on-11 work as we were used to in camp. So and there's a lot of – I mean, maybe it's because there's a new coaching staff. Mm-hmm. Maybe they need to work on the fundamentals of, you know, here's how you want to approach the tackling dummy and stuff like that. But – for us, it's much less valuable in terms of assessing players. I really think there's going to be an awful lot, from our perspective, invested in these preseason games, which used to be just something you sort of tried to sit through and you know, find something to write about. I think they're now going to be, you know, we're going to have to tape them and really scrutinize who did what and what that means.
I think in the past, we probably would all have written several stories on the long shot fill-in-the-blank player who flash to practice. It's hard to see that when there's
sure
no
is.
Tackling out there. So I'm not sure any long shots are actually flashing, but I'm sure they are. We just don't know it.
I think a few probably are. I also think there's so many more spots open that it's not a situation as it was with Andy again, where you didn't worry about like who the quarterback was and you didn't write that and you instead tried to find, you know, a colorful story to write. When you don't know who the quarterback is, that's the story.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, we've had some other things come up as camp has gone on here that have just kind of, you're right, have taken all that kind of narrative totally out of our hands so far.
Les, how, when you watch practice, how would you evaluate on your naked eye, you've seen a lot of football, Michael Vick, Nick Foles, Matt Barkley, Dennis Dixon?
You know, they've all looked pretty good. One thing that I did notice, and I mentioned this to you when we were out on the field a little while ago, there's a difference between the practices where they're wearing pads and the practices when they aren't. It seems like when they're not wearing pads, the defense is much less aggressive. All the quarterbacks look great. They're dropping the ball into, you know, spots, and receivers are right there, and catches are being made. Put the pads on, and all of a sudden, the defenders are jumping routes. They're kind of holding on to guys. There's no separation, it seems like to me. Michael Vick has, with the pads on, I think, has been the better or the best of the group. But we haven't seen that much of the pads. That day we were inside last week, Thursday, Nick Foles was astonishing, but that was a no-pads day.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So it's basically a competition between Foles and Vic. I mean, there's no really – you don't see Matt Barkley or Dennis Dixon getting reps with the first team ever. But beyond that, I can't tell you much.
Well, Friday night will be telling from that standpoint, from many standpoints. One thing I will say that I noticed, Les, you would tell me if you agree, Chip Kelly works on the running game a lot. A lot.
Yes.
And it makes you think that this will be a run-based offense.
I think that's – probably true. We also, a lot of outside running, it seems like to me. And again, without the tackling, it's really hard to assess, did the runner really get to the corner, or was there a linebacker just sort of standing there that would have, you know, knocked him down or tripped him? You know, but yeah, there is a lot of running and a lot of backs that have looked good. I think McCoy obviously looks good. Bryce Brown looks good. Chris Polk has lost weight and
he's moving fast.
Really has stood out. Felix Jones is a very good pass receiver, which, of course, I guess we knew from the Cowboys days, but it's reinforced here on the field.
How about the defense? Tough to say. I mean, I certainly see a lot of 3-4. I do see some, an instance or two, there where Trent Coles got his hand down. in a 4-3 look. But again, without the tackling, we've established that. But what are you taking from what you're seeing from the defense?
You know, I was really struck by what Bill Davis said last week about the spectrum of he's taking a defense that was in a 4-3 wide nine, would be over here, trying to move it toward a 3-4-2 gap, which would be over here, and you can't just take these players and put them over here. And I think he's a bit nervous about that. Not nervous, but I think he has some...
He understands it's a big
realistic...
Challenge.
Yeah. There's some problems there. And I don't know if you can drop Trent Cole or Brandon Graham into coverage on a regular basis.
I have not seen that. I would think that you don't have to. I mean, how often did DeMarcus Ware, for example, drop back in coverage?
Right.
You need somebody to get to the quarterback. That's the way I'm looking at it. But I could be all wrong. Again, what we see here is just such a small case study that I need the entire for the first time in a long time.
Again, you need to see the games.
You need to watch the preseason games. They begin on Friday night on 6 ABC. And we can talk about the quarterback situation then, Les.
Oh, boy.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Les Bowen in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.